The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And off we go. Our Astros with another win. After the game, I got a tweet from a listener that said, man, I'm so sick of this. We need to start it's from Keith. I'm tired of this MF mediocrity. Can we get a MF winning streak, even a small one? After 9 years of excellence, we are spoiled now. Walker better start getting it done now or be out. Hold people accountable. That was a good win yesterday.
Yeah, what are we mad about? After 9 wins, what did he say? We're spoiled. Well, if we're spoiled, then our expectations are high.
Right. If we're spoiled, so we want them to be better.
Well, that's not our guy Keith. Like, he doesn't speak like that.
That's our guy Keith. Keith Pena.
No, that's a different Keith.
That's Pena.
That's
right,
Pena.
Right.
Yeah. Keith is in who calls and knows all the free agents. He doesn't. He didn't use that kind of language.
And he doesn't care about our teams anyway.
Well, he likes to talk about them. He likes to have opinions.
No, he likes to talk about Baltimore or something.
Well, he's a Ravens fan, yeah, which, by the way,
which is terrible.
I was having stomach issues last night in the middle of the night again. That's a delight. That's a delight to be up for 2 straight hours. I'm not going to tell anyone to go in a ditch or anything, but today's probably not a great day to mess with me either.
Okay.
So I had to take some medicine to get back to sleep. But anyway, while I'm sitting there making it worse, what, Dell? What are you laughing about? Dell's laughing.
What is wrong with
you? We just had a conversation out there, and so Dell's got internal knowledge that's making him laugh. While I'm sitting there, we'll get to the Astros and Jake Meyer. Okay, it's time. I may have to get my dad on the show to talk about Jake Meyer. I didn't see this. And it's like a fever dream in the middle of the night for me. I watched the schedule release video from the Baltimore Ravens. Did you happen to see this?
Is that your boo-boo juice all come out or something?
No. Boo-boo juice is magnesium. Boo-boo juice is magnesium citrate.
It's what he drinks to
it's
do
what
that.
It makes you not be
constipated.
Stuffed up, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's what boo-boo juice is. Like, if you drink it, you have no choice. There is no choice.
It's what comes out isn't what it is.
That's not boo-boo juice.
We don't call that boo-boo
juice. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh.
No, it's worse than that. So anyway.
You got a boo-boo in your belly. And
it was just bad. I've got an this stuff that I had has just completely wrecked me. But regardless, I'm awake. I'm here. I'm a warrior. I'm a true man of the people.
Yeah,
so,
nothing says like toughness like you. Go ahead.
I'm on the show doing it.
Okay.
If you were dealing with what I was dealing with last night,
mm-hmm.
Stood up in all weird positions, like, come on, please, I hope this helps.
Wait, are you still talking about the bathroom?
Yep. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yes. So, anyway, I saw the schedule release for the Ravens, and it was done. Dell, you didn't see this, or you'd know exactly what I'm talking about.
I did not.
It's done in the form of Severance, the TV show. John, I can't remember if you watched Severance.
I'm watching Severance, yeah.
Okay, so you'll get it too. You guys need to watch it. I don't know how any organization has this much time to put together a schedule release. It's gone too far. The schedule release stuff has gone too far. I thought it was interesting that Brandon Bean, the GM for the Bills, they did a thing where Josh Allen told him to do a video, use AI, and he ends up using Allen Iverson.
Well, the Chargers made it, and the Titans was pretty funny when they went on Broadway and they tried to.
A 5.5-minute video.
Oh my God!
Where it's Severance, where Charlie Kolar is Charlie K, and he's going in to do. And I mean, they're spending money. Whoever did the videography for this, they've got a computer where they're scrolling through the numbers. They've got a keyboard that has a mouse pad to you know, bring the numbers in or whatever they're doing. What are they called? Harvesting like, numbers? I can't
like
remember.
Like Severance, right?
Yeah, just like Severance. And different players are in there, and somebody's talking like, your Audi loves cats. Your Audi, and it's like, oh my God. You've got, at one point, Eric DaCosta, the general manager, is holding a lamb and feeding him by a bottle, a real lamb. He goes, they're not ready yet. They're not ready yet. And somebody walks in and is like, and I'm just sitting here thinking, you're just going to have to find a way to get past the Bills. You don't have to do all this. This isn't necessary. Find a way to get Lamar to play better in the playoffs.
I think there's an award now for best schedule.
I hope
schedule
it's $20 million, because that's the only thing that would make me put this much time into a schedule release video.
There is a new ceremony and reward. I mean, there's a red carpet. Best schedule release video, okay? So you win some kind of NFL award now every year for best video, because they are putting a lot. And my favorite was the Colts, which had Tyreek being arrested, and
which got deleted.
They had Kyler on a chicken, okay, riding a chicken.
I respected that one, and I texted Ballard. I'm like, what? There's a guy in his organization that's really a. He's a tough guy. He is a bully. And I said, what is it? I said, would you let Ed Dodds do your video this year? He goes, finally, we got some balls in our building with that video release. He said it as a joke. But he's like, oh, I saw it. He goes, I figured we'd end up having problems for that. He goes, I'm not involved in any of that stuff. That's social media people. But if you get a chance to see the Ravens, they got a bunch of Harbaugh's involved in it. There's a lot of players involved in it. It's extremely well done. It's just to the point where the Texans, I thought the Texans is pretty plain. It's the same thing over and over. We try to make Bun B carry everything, and every rapper from the late 90s and early 2000s has to, and Dennis Quaid. We just don't update anything in Houston. And we have two Radio Hall of Famers. We're not in it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
You know, Melissa from Power, she's not in it. She could have been in the video. Melissa could have.
Yeah, no, absolutely she could have and should have been in
John,
the
let
video.
Me ask you something.
Yeah.
You had a certain direction.
Were Sam or Abigail in it?
No. They weren't asked. Right. And
Abigail's a fitness influencer.
Right.
You had a certain direction you want this segment to go, right, John?
Well, you had I thought we would talk some Astros, but.
Have you given up on the first segment of the show going any way you want it to go? Have you given up on that?
I've given up on life, Del.
Well, not life, just the show. You haven't given up on life. You are enjoying your life.
Well,
in some ways.
Well, says you.
Well, on the course, you enjoy.
Say hi to all your no friends there.
Well, on the course, he enjoys his life.
Yeah. Say hi to all those planes I'm on.
For those 3.5 to 4 hours you're on a golf course, you enjoy, right?
Say hi to my
Say hi to your poker friends.
Say hi to my credit cards.
Oh, well, look how miserable.
Hi, poker friends at Hollywood Park.
What are you dressed?
I don't know you, but would you friends like to talk some politics?
What are you dressed to do today, John? You got a nice
go
spiffy.
Play golf
oh, okay. He's gonna play golf again.
Well, it's not the worst thing. It's better than what I was doing at 3 a.m.
Yeah, no. It's better than drinking boo boo juice all night. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't drink it. I don't want anything coming out.
Right. That's better. No, it's absolutely
it's the
better.
Opposite.
So we had a as you said a good win in Tampa. That might have been a direction.
that the show would go?
Yeah.
It's still going to be a direction. It's still going to be a direction.
I mean, it's... Right. No, it's
we got is, 3 hours, Del.
That's true,
we
but...
We don't have to hurry to get to
Del,
anything.
See, we go for complete games. We're not trying to just sprint for 90 minutes.
We ain't firing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs at the beginning.
But under...
Right?
But,
we're starting out slow. We're bringing it... We're humping it like Colton Gordon.
We're Colton Gordon.
No, I got that. You want to pace yourselves. You don't want to wheeze.
We're just throwing strikes.
You don't want to wheeze to the finish line, but that's the issue. I don't think you were throwing strikes.
Well, that's the question.
I think you're wild. I think you're a little wild.
Might be out of zone.
It is a lot of control.
Might be out of the zone a little bit.
The first segment is about
30. Fromber's off again.
About 30 pitches for the first segment.
McCullers can't hit the zone.
Oh, he's going to go 4 2/3 again because he's thrown 30 pitches in the first inning, in the first segment. That's what it was.
That's fair. That's fair.
Listen, we got plenty of time. Hey, we got a lot of good subjects today, though. A lot of a good college football to talk, and there's a lot of NFL stuff to talk as well. But we do have to. I mean, we got to give the boys a little bit of credit, man. I'm starting to worry about Altuve. He's hitting 164 this month, and we're into this is the 20th, and he's hitting 164 with a 440 OPS. It's bad.
Well, it's a long stretch, but the only reason that I would be nervous, like the only reason you start getting nervous is because of his age, the time that he spent in the league, and that we know historically. See, I'm really actually not that scared. However, I've seen it fall off a cliff suddenly on players as they get older. I need to go check Fangraphs to see if there's anything. I don't know if Fangraphs has bat speed, but I'm curious about exit velo. Which is going to be a direct...
Well, StatCast will have all that.
Yeah. Just go check... Well, they get StatCast stuff, but yeah. That's the only thing that scares me, John. I mean, he's gone through some funks before. 2020 was not a good year for him. It was a terrible year for almost every Astro. And that was the COVID year, and they were blamed for, he took a lot of the blame. They were a wreck. They were a mental wreck. But Jose Altuve had a bad year in 2020, but he bounced back, and no one... we're 5 years beyond that. I don't want this to be an age thing where all of a sudden we've seen the best of Jose Altuve. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Yeah, that is scary. We've seen him. We've seen him slump before. He's moving him around in the order. I like what Joe is doing with him. He's moved him to third in the order now. You got to have the respect for him. You moved him out of the leadoff spot. He moved him out of the two-hole. Now he's in the three-hole. Let's see if that can't get him going a little bit. I don't know how. He's got to stop swinging at really crappy pitches. I think that's going to help more than where he bats in the order. But, man, this team is coming up clutch. They scored all their runs. They scored all their runs with two outs in the second inning. Nice job. You got the... The bomb, and then you got Cam Smith. You got Jake, didn't even know he walked. Then you got Cam Smith turning on a changeup and driving it down the line, and Chaz McCormick coming through, which was awfully nice. Victor Caratini, it'll be interesting to see what they do when Yordan comes back because Caratini's catching every night, and Diaz has been DHing, and Diaz and Yiner is really he's scuffling as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the catcher position when Yordan ever comes back.
Yiner's got to keep playing. Yeah, Yordan. Yiner's got to keep playing, though. So I don't know what they're going to do.
I'm not sure that Yiner's going to keep on playing. I mean, Caratini is
– No, he's better, but I mean
– better all the – in every aspect.
But
Caratini's
don't you want Yiner – No, he is. He is. Yeah. But Yiner Diaz is one of your core players.
Yep.
Like it's only his – is this year three for Yiner or year two? No, this is year three.
This is three, but he got dustied the first year.
Yeah. It's his second full-time year.
Right.
He does have five.
Well, last year he scuffled, and now he's scuffling again.
Well, how bad did he scuffle last year?
He scuffled.
Well, I guess, you know what? Technically, this is, third year, third full. It was pretty full. I mean, he hit 300 last year.
Well, he had 585 at-bats. He hit 16 homers. The year before, he had 23 and 355.
He had a 766 OPS following a 742 OPS. Like, I don't know if he scuffled that bad. He led the league in
846 OPS his first year.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know that last year was scuffling.
He led took the off league 80 in, points last year.
80 points of OPS. Well, I mean, so did – I mean, that's – Yeah, but the year before, he also had a lot fewer at-bats.
Right.
He had a lot fewer at-bats. That was – the league now got a little book on him. I mean, I think the second year – the first year of being a full-time starter, that's not a bad year. Yeah, his home runs went down. He did lead the league in double plays, which you have not mentioned, at 22, which was up from 12 the year before. So you didn't mention that. He didn't throw anybody out. There was some other stuff that you could have mentioned that he didn't he didn't do. This year, I mean, you know, it's – I think he's just got to play. I mean, if he's one of your core – you think he's a core player, don't you?
I do think he's a core player. But if Caratini is better – and early on, when Yordan was here, Caratini was catching and Yiner was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Joe ain't afraid to sit him if he ain't going to hit.
No, it's a long season. You can sit guys when you need to. That's true.
And listen.
He would not be playing for Ime right now because he's also not very good defensively.
Yep, right. There's two. Well, Caratini ain't throwing.
But Caratini couldn't play for him either because he can't throw anybody out.
Right. All right, let's break. We got a lot to talk about here. There's a lot of good stuff on the table today. So don't you go anywhere. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to add something to the show. I'm talking about Game Day Men's Health. I'm talking about my – as a matter of fact, I just gave myself my shot this morning. Listen, they are going to take care of you. You're on the road a lot. If you're somebody who's – they're going to make sure that you get your testosterone when you're supposed to have your testosterone. I tried the pills. I wasn't crazy about it, but you know what? My testosterone level was great. I might try the pellets, but I'm right now. I've taken the testosterone with me, and I'm doing. You can do it any way that makes sure that you're getting the testosterone that you need, the peptides that you need. What's wrong with you? Sluggish. Are you not focused? Are you sexually, work-wise, whatever it is, bouncing back from workouts, whatever it is that you need with the peptides, they've got one for you. It's just an awesome, awesome, awesome way to go about it. I love Game Day Men's Health. I'd like it a lot more than the place I was before. You will too. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Free consultation every single time. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. John and Lance along with Dell, and you can get in and hang out with us. I thought Colton did a nice job. Colton Gordon last night, he is what he is. He's not overpowering anybody, but he got you, you know, he gave up the two-run homer in the fifth, and I thought, you know, Joe, get him a win. Get him out of there. And then he came back out in the sixth, and they roughed him up for the other run. And I just thought, you know, it would be great for the kid to get that win under his belt. I think, you know, he started to – you could see that he was laboring a little bit, and that, you know, he couldn't hold that lead, not against that. You know, Yandy Diaz is a really nice hitter. It's a decent lineup. This is a team that should be winning in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy crap. Jake hit one 324 feet, and it was a homer. Chaz hit one 375, and it was a flyout.
Well, it's a afflicted stadium. I mean, it's a dumb stadium. That stadium's not as bad as the other stupid one, but I just know this.
It's Yankee Stadium, only in the South.
Yeah.
With a wind stream.
Wait a minute. We have a stadium where 324 is a home run, and you can hit a 375 flyout.
At least you got to hit it a little high, though.
Yeah, you just have to pop it up a little bit.
Right.
Or you can hit a laser like Jeremy Pena's home run a week and a half ago, where he hit the rocket into the first row. Jake's wasn't exactly a bomb, but it was still an important home run.
Oh yeah, no, Jake's was big. It was huge. You know, I love that this team now is starting to put together. Did you see the stat on what they're doing late in games?
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really coming through late. And that was back in 17. Remember the late runs that they would score, and they would and you know that it is really a huge difference maker. Maybe it wasn't 17, maybe it was later than that. But there was one year where they were just crap for the first six innings, and then all of a sudden they picked it up. That's clutch.
The month of May, the Astros are really killing it in the second half of inning six and beyond. They've been very good, much better than. I mean, it was the polar opposite in the first. You know, in April, but this month they've been very good, and especially of late, over the last 2 weeks. Look how many games that they've won, that they've either taken the lead. Well, that they've taken the lead in innings six and beyond. It's happened three of the last four games.
Yeah.
So
they had the big seventh inning the other night against Texas, six runs with two outs.
Right.
Huge.
That was Friday, but then they, you know, they also won late in the game the other day. Went on Fromber's start too.
Yep. They sure did. Yeah. So yeah, that's really really nice. And I don't think we give enough love to Hader. Listen,
no, have
this
you seen
dude
the whole
is
bullpen?
The best. He's the best reliever in baseball. They brought him in the other night in the Friday night game, up four. And what does he do? He gives up a run. I was like, you can't bring him in a four run game. For whatever reason, closers don't have the same focus. I mean, we saw that for years with Presley. If you brought him into a three-run game, he was giving up two runs.
Yeah, but you got to get – but that guy's also a mental case. You got to get Hader his work. If Hader's got to get his work, he's got to get his work. But did you – take a look at the ERAs of the three pitchers. And frankly, it's your three best pitchers. I mean, I'm probably including King in there right now, too. The proof is in the pudding.
King.
Look at the ERAs this year. 131, 127 for Abreu, 171 for Hader. That's crazy that at this juncture when you have – you know, it just takes one bad outing to screw your ERA up for a while because the sample size is – it's growing, but it's still not a massive sample size. To have three straight guys from the bullpen with sub-2 ERAs, sub-1.8 ERAs is pretty wild.
No, King has been – holy crap.
King's been terrific, man.
And after a really rough start – and this is Abreu. Abreu sucked early on. And for him to be – I mean, he's just been – look at his game log. It's just zeros, nothing. I mean, early on, he gave up a three spot and – and for him to be where he is right now after he started the season as one of the worst pitchers in baseball.
Abreu, it's crazy. But with King, you literally have – he has only allowed runs in two of his appearances this year. Only two appearances. He gave up two earned runs against the Padres back April 18th. And before that, he gave up an earned run, which was – it was not a home run – on April 27th, I should say, against Kansas City. But other than that, no runs, six innings, no runs in May. In April, he had 13 and a third innings, three runs. He's just been his strikeout totals, according to, you know, to innings, 14, 13 and a third. He's got seven strikeouts in this, you know, almost every outing. In 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. Over his last nine outings, he's got strikeouts in eight of those nine outings. And he doesn't throw gas.
Yeah.
Like, it's really it's just so impressive what he's been able to do. I hope he can hang in and keep doing it because, man, is he a godsend right now.
Yeah. No. King has been – the bullpen has been – hey, the whole staff, for all of these injuries that they've got, what they're doing is unbelievable. And – listen, this team would not be above 500 if this staff was just average because the hitting has been atrocious at times. So for them to be where they are, you lay that at the staff, okay?
Yeah. Ten holds for Brian King.
That's awesome.
Already.
That is awesome. 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 All right, 713-780-3776.
He could use a three-year contract. I'm telling you right now. We give three at about $33 million total. He could use that.
You think he could use the money?
He could use the three-year contract. It's one of the things we like to do with relievers who have a good year.
Right.
You reward them with long, hard-to-trade contracts.
I would like to reward him more than I wanted to reward Montero.
Well, wait a minute now. Montero, don't go back. Montero had a great season. He was on the way to a World Series.
Did you
You just fundamentally never, if a guy's not a closer, you never give a guy a three-year contract at reliever. It's almost like coin boys decide how they're going to pitch 1 year. The coin has spoken. Montero's going to suck this year.
The coin has spoken.
That's how it works.
Well,
Hector Neris, the coin has spoken. You're going to suck too this year.
It's going to be interesting with Abreu and arbitration and whatnot.
I mean, it's arbitration. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. You'll be okay.
No, but you piss off the guy. I'd like to see him around for a little while. That dude's going to be competent.
This is your hometown. You better be ready for some discounts.
That's what we do.
That's how we do it.
713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we got some football to talk on the other side. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, one of my favorite places. We're going to be there June 9th. Oh, how about this? Michael, I was talking about him yesterday, and his wife was watching and listening to the show, and she say, Michael, his wife is awesome. This dude comes to play poker at the Golden Nugget when we're there. They got little kids, and he gets to come. He's like, yeah, my wife just said, yeah, go, have fun. I would play poker with John. That's awesome. You need a wife like that, okay, like Michael's wife, who's going to let you go to the Golden Nugget when we're there June 9th and 10th and come play poker with us. Or Lance, he likes to play Baccarat, or he likes to play, you know, really foofy games. But here's the deal is if you're looking for a great place just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, and you might even be closer in Mount Bellevue or wherever you are, you're listening in Lake Charles, or you're listening in Beaumont, it's the best because you don't have to travel 6 hours, 7 hours it takes from door to door, 8 hours to get to your casino in Las Vegas. Golden Nugget is right here. It's got everything you could possibly want. You save a lot of money. You save a lot of time. You go and win and come on home. Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I love it. You guys love it. Make plans to be there June 9th and 10th with us at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, goldennuggetlc.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the Texans had a big event, a black curtain event, where a bunch of people were all there, and they were talking about different stuff. And a couple of the interesting things there that came out of it. D'Amico Ryans says, who do you think he says was getting the Hustle Award this offseason? Who's made the biggest impression on him this offseason? New guy that's come.
New guy as in rookie or free agent?
Yeah. The guy they signed this offseason.
Shadur.
Nope. Shadur.
Okay.
Because they really didn't sign him yet.
New guy. Jalen Noel.
Nope. Justin Watson.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's a pro.
Yeah,
that guy's known for being a super grinder, so that's a good one. I didn't even think about him.
He's a worker. He said he's in there first. He's out the last.
Pro's pro.
Yep.
He's been a former chief. He works hard to stay in the league. Like, yeah, special teams guy, makes plays when he comes in as a wide receiver. He's like a sneaky good signing.
So the Texans have signed Tommy Thompson. What's his name? Tommy Townsend.
Yeah.
The punter. And now Justin Watson.
Yeah, we're going Chiefs.
So they're
Chiefs South.
Picking at the very edges of Chiefs championship vibes.
Keep saying that till we trade for Tyreek Hill, and then what are you going to say?
Do you want that?
Maybe we should get some of good Chiefs.
I mean, Townsend is fine, I guess.
I mean, I guess.
It's just
Tommy. We finally have a punter with some swagger.
He will try to catch the bleeping ball or something, remember?
Yeah, he ran up to him. That's punter with swag, Dale.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean,
Swaggy P.
I guess it's their somewhat version of pulling Patriots from back in the day, like, hey, let's get some of that Patriots championship stuff down here.
Right.
But
for a while we were the Broncos South.
That's true. And then Gary Kubiak
turned into Patriots.
Then Gary Kubiak left and won a title. I'm not sure Townsend and Watson are the Chiefs I would have pulled from.
That's not the core.
Well, that's what we can afford.
Okay.
That's right.
We can afford those kind of Chiefs.
We're We're Walmart Chiefs, okay?
Yes.
We're Target Chiefs.
We're not dollar store Chiefs, but that's what we used to do is just dollar store people that were cut from other rosters. Now we're just shopping with a budget.
Right.
We're just budget shopping Chiefs.
We're Walmart before tariffs Chiefs.
Maybe we need to get some Ravens, too.
Well,
and maybe some Eagles.
Well, we don't want the kickers available.
Well, our kicker's better than the Ravens kicker now. That's never been a case for forever. But now, Kaimi had his moments where it was a little yucky.
He missed some extra points that were a little annoying.
Yeah, but he's better than. And he's not as enthusiastic about massages either. So
yes, that was just a joke. But I'm just pointing out there.
He gets standard sports deep tissue massages. That's it.
Yes,
regular
old.
We don't know what.
As
kind of
what
massage.
We know.
Yes. We're going to assume that is. We're not going to assume the worst with our kicker.
We're not going to assume the worst with our guys.
Right. But because we already did that.
Yes.
We got rid of that guy.
You don't think Kaimi learned his lesson? If he needed a lesson
I think he needed to learn a lesson.
Let me finish. If he needed a lesson to be learned, you don't think he learned it?
Yeah.
He was here.
I would think the whole team and everybody. I would have thought the whole league learned it, but apparently not. I would have thought
I think it was going on for way back, though. It predates Deshaun stuff.
Well, but he kept – apparently his enthusiasm didn't end.
I guess he can be enthusiastic. There's lines you don't cross, and I guess he's accused of having them crossed. By the way, so that's still Tony Busby's cases, the Justin Tucker cases. I didn't realize that Tony Busby I think I mentioned it on this show, where I ran into the information that he got out of all the Diddy stuff. Because Tony Busby was the initial guy with all the Diddy stuff, and now he's out because he can't practice in New York. So I think he was trying to get – I don't know where he was trying to get it moved to, but he had to bolt. So he was in on Jay-Z. That didn't work.
Deshaun
was a victory.
Jay-Z is none too pleased with Tony Busby.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So Tony Busby is the new defender of all women, which is, you know
– And Dell.
Excuse me?
Running right in on
Dell?
His white
knight. Oh, I'm a defender of women, is what you're saying.
White knight every time that, well, you're
I'm a white knight.
He's a fake ally.
I'm a white knight.
Well, white knight is it not literal white knight.
No, I know. I know what it means.
Yes. You
How so?
Right in and you
I
try
never
to save
see
people.
Him wearing white, ever.
But it's an act to further your agenda.
What's my agenda again?
You know what it is.
He's mad at me because, I don't know why, but he did something really pick me ish today. We don't usually put that on guys, but he did something really pick me ish.
And Dell's walking down the hall to try to look like
because
a little
it's embarrassing,
like a little scamp.
What
going
he did,
into the closet, like, acting like he's going to get.
I
some...
actually let the gentleman in who actually works there. He did.
You did?
Yes, he did something very pick me ish that if you were here for it, you would have shamed
him
completely.
All I did was bring potato chips down to Power 105 or whatever.
Oh, they John, come
they
on.
They eat potato chips down there for breakfast.
No, you didn't.
What's funny, Dell? What's funny,
no,
John?
You didn't.
That's not pick me ish. I brought potato chips. I'm showing off my new
abuelo beard. You know what it is?
I'm showing off my new abuelo beard.
For people who don't know, down the hall, Lance didn't know that because he knew Ochetto was gone. He thought it was just a room full of women doing the show down there with Power. So he just happened to go to our vending machine.
It doesn't matter who it is.
And buy
chips.
He bought chips. You didn't do that when Ochetto was down there.
Well,
that's
because Ochetto's such an alpha.
You're a little afraid. I get it. He wouldn't want you walking into his room.
With his big boots and his big curly hair.
He would have stepped on him.
Yeah, you don't walk in on Ochetto.
So Lance just goes to the vending machine and buys three bags of chips.
I say, I'm going
to
be nice.
Oh, my God.
And
Lance.
Walks it down there.
Lance. I saw Melissa. I haven't seen Melissa for 3 weeks.
You know
she
what you
gone,
are?
Del, you were right.
That's not. You're not right, Del.
You know what you are? You're a soft boy.
And I'm down,
you are.
I'm down there.
That
and I meet Valentina, the new girl.
Did you text her before? Did you say
no,
you
were? Well, one of us doesn't have her number.
He doesn't have her number.
Yeah,
I do, actually.
Yeah, you hear that, John?
I don't
pick me stuff.
You know what I don't do is buy chips and just take them down the hall at before 7 a.m.
Dell, what are the pop girls going to think about this?
Oh, the girly pops. The
girly pops. What are the girly pops
going to care?
I don't know what Sam and Abigail are going to think
about. By the way,
they're
going to
be jealous that Lance doesn't bring them chips.
No.
They're here, he would.
I brought Sam ice cream one time. Because I'm a considerate. You know why? Because I'm a nice person. I'm a man of the people.
I was sitting here. Did I get chips?
I helped the guy.
Did I get you chips?
I've got you stuff.
Did you bring me chips just now?
I bought you shoes years ago.
He walked down before 7 a.m. and bought chips and walked him down the hall. You're a soft boy. You know what? You're a real soft boy.
I'm considerate and I'm a friend, a true friend.
A soft boy is a fake nice guy.
And Adele goes and walks down pretending like he's going to do something.
No, I swear I'm
nice. To try to look at what's going on.
Well,
down
I already
here.
Knew you bought the chips. I just wanted to see the delivery of the chips. I saw the chips being
bought.
They
got a whole. They got bread. They've got lunch meat. Yeah. Like they're making sandwiches down there.
They
I'm
didn't
like,
need
you don't
your
even
chips.
Need these chips. So, I'm going to take these Sun chips with.
What
me.
An embarrassing act you just
so
pulled.
That you made sure that they had chips with their sandwiches.
No,
that's,
they eat chips
that
for
is
breakfast
so thoughtful
in the morning.
Of you. That is so thoughtful
old
of
fake
you.
Fake nice boy.
It yeah, it is
oh
thoughtful.
Oh, my God.
Man. Just fake nice.
I helped
and
the guy yesterday
come
who
in
needed
and go,
a driver.
He's so sweet.
She did
he
say that.
Mexico City, and
I
he said,
that.
You're the true man of the people, not Granado and his diamond club.
I heard that. She said to him, oh, you're so nice.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
If only they knew.
Yeah.
If only they knew.
And the problem is all he did it for was to hear that yeah. comeback. You're so nice.
How nice he is. Yeah.
If he could bring an acoustic guitar, he would have done that too.
That
he'd have walked
so
the
an acoustic guitar.
If he had
I'm not John Mayer,
if you could play a guitar, you would have walked
Fathers
that guitar down there too.
It's so embarrassing.
Bro, chips
that
and
is
yeah,
so
it's embarrassing.
Some people hate getting showed up. You two hate getting showed up
it's
because
not
I'm
being
a gentleman.
Up because we can
and
see
I'm
right
a man
through
of the
you.
True man of the
no,
people.
Because I can see right through this act. And the problem is,
why don't you do it for Ocheto? Why don't you do it for
exactly?
Because you don't buy men. You guys, you're in the club that buys men other.
That's
other
true.
Men jeans.
That's
you
true.
Guys buy each other clothes.
That's true.
I don't do that. I don't even buy other men chips.
Okay.
I think
stop.
It's so transparent, and you can see right through it. And unfortunately, the women down there don't know who he really is. So they think he's just, oh, just look at Lance. Got his chips. Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If anything ever comes up, Del will ride down there on his horse and like, wait a minute.
How can I be the white knight when you're too busy stuffing them with chips? I can't
what?
Be the white knight. You're white knight-ish.
I can't bring – those are my friends. We talk all the time. I haven't seen
friends.
Them for – I haven't seen – Melissa is a true friend of the show.
That's true.
She's a true friend of the show.
It's very true.
I was bringing her chips. I brought three because I thought that there was other people on the show.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that one guy's there with the gray beard.
You're a little upset about that.
Nah, but I don't know what he's doing in there. He's got his own show.
You mean his job?
Yeah, he's
what's
got his own show.
What's that guy doing down there? You mean his
job? Oh, and
job.
Then I told Dale, I was like, guess who's back? Valentina's back.
I didn't know her name.
I don't.
Yeah, well, you know now because you were asking. Who's
well, we're not trying to snuggle in there. So
no one
why.
Is.
Okay?
No one well, is.
Don't ever talk to me again about anything woman-related ever after you did that. Don't ever do
after
it.
After I brought chips?
You didn't bring chips. You went to the vending machine,
Melissa.
Bought them for the
I'm
specific
nice.
Purpose.
Melissa,
nice.
You up?
I
got
almost,
chips for you.
How about this? I almost brought you some
yeah,
kolaches,
you,
and
you
I'm
almost.
Like, nah.
Yeah, he almost did it, but he didn't do it.
But I thought about it. Was actually like, man, that's pretty nice
all
of me.
Right, we're done with this.
To think
we're
about
done
it.
With this. Oh,
wow,
it's embarrassing.
Wow.
That is
and he, I think he only did it because you weren't here. If you were here, he probably wouldn't have done it.
Because John would be like, let me bring some down there, too.
No, he wouldn't. He'd just laugh
he'd say, let me hold a chip.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
Let me hold a chip, he'd say.
That's what I'd say.
Like, do
I'd
your
say.
Own thing.
Oh, my God. We're done with this.
When I'm dead, there's going to be so many people at my funeral saying, you know what he did for me that was nice? You know what he did for me that was nice? You know what he did for me that was nice? And well, you know what they're going to say when you guys are dead? Good. It's about time.
I don't know. I rarely pull this word out because it's really reserved for only one person. Phony.
You are.
Wait. You reserve it for Raheel and not John, just Raheel?
The man of the people thing is fake, but I don't really call him phony. You are a fake, phony soft boy.
That's not. I'm a coin boy.
You're
that's
you're,
true.
You're that too, and a glory boy too, but definitely a soft boy.
All right.
Fake niceness.
We got
sickening.
A break. When we come back, we're talking some NFL. We got some more NFL. Some real NFL talk next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But Lance and I are talking about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We're talking about now, Lance. I mean, if Billy Brown wasn't here. If you had any issues in your house over the last couple of weeks, holy crap, okay? Would you be in some trouble if your plumbing didn't work exactly right with the way that your family has really been
well,
throwing
it
around?
Really the family. It's just a two-person show. But, yes, We're grateful and thankful. I still have not made my call to Billy for the shower. I still have a shower that drips and gets in, you know, and then all of the crap that's in the water supply in Houston is making a mess and creating a film on my glass and my shower. I got to get Billy out there. I'm going to call him today after the show. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to call Billy and Aqueduct Plumbing Company at 9 o'clock. I think they open at 9 o'clock. I'm going to call it 9 o'clock. We'll be late for a break. I'll call it 9:05 when we go to a break. Because I know that he's going to get it fixed. I know he'll get plumbing issues fixed. You got an issue with the something's messed up with the way your toilet flushes. Don't try to think you're going to change it. I'll just go to Home Depot and fix it myself. You can try that, but you're probably going to screw it up. If you got a bunch of problems, why don't you have them come out there and fix them all? If you got major issues with a sink backing up, I found out that it was a major, major issue for me that we had to have fixed, and never been an issue since then. So big job, small job. I can just tell you this. They do the right job. Every single time, transparent, very fair pricing, and they get the work done quickly for you. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about was it last night that they had this event, the Texans? Where was this? And it looked like it was at NRG. They had a giant curtain. They had D'Amico up there being interviewed.
Yeah,
they had Cal and Hannah. Hannah's announcing the jerseys that we're going to be getting. Apparently, the league won't let the Texans use the Columbia blue and blah, 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 and still. But they're going to have outlines of it, and apparently it's going to. We care about this way too much. This rivalry between the Titans and the Texans and the hatred, the ownership hatred, is real. And it's, okay, I mean, whatever. Whatevs. So, and then we need a new stadium too. So that there's that. We got that. We
God
got that.
Forbid. Hopefully we get a new stadium in the city.
Yeah, hopefully we get
for
one.
A football team, because this one is so dilapidated and run down. I'm embarrassed to even bring friends there.
Like, well,
look at this. Look how few options for suites there are relative to what the national market is. This place is a disgrace. Our owners can barely make any money.
Yeah.
Please help them. Can someone please help? Please donate now. Can we start a GoFundMe to get this stadium for them so they can finally have a nice place to play?
Sally, what's her name, can do a video.
I don't think she's doing – I don't even know if those things even exist anymore.
I know. You don't see them anymore.
I do see cats with no eyes and dog with three legs. They still do that. But I think the kids with – oh, I see Clef. I see the Clef palate.
Yeah.
I see that one still.
That's. I hate. Gosh,
that one's a rough one.
That's a rough one. Anyway, we got that. A lot of talk about the tush push. A lot of talk in the NFL about the tush push. Of course, the Eagles love it, and the league they're trying to. Packers are trying to eliminate it altogether, trying to get it out of there where not even. So they started it at the snap of the ball. You cannot help a runner. You can only help him by blocking a player in front of him. And then they took out the snap of the ball thing. They just don't want any more pushing guys. And you know that used to be that used to be a rule. I don't know why they changed that. You could start helping guys, and I don't know. I don't really care that all that much. Our team doesn't do it well, and we're not in the same division as the Eagles. I would imagine it'd be maddening if we were in the same division as the Eagles, because the Eagles' point is, well, then stop us, you know, blah blah blah. We've got the best quarterback to doing it. Other teams, you can do it too. The Bills didn't do it successfully against the Chiefs. It didn't work out for them, so I'm not sure if they like it. I don't know. There's a lot of talk about tush push and whether or not, and the Eagles are like, hey, be better at it. What do you think about tush push?
it's to the point now where I just think it's such a – so the league – let me just give you some context here. I remember back in 2012 when I met John Pollard, who worked at that time for Stats Ice, which was an advanced form. It was basically PFF before PFF was even a thing. And he was kind of the godfather of this. And he was way ahead of – he started doing stuff with the he'd come from Microsoft. He worked for Stats. He had done some things individually with Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton with the New Orleans Saints, helped them win a Super Bowl by – did I tell you this? The Dragon Dictation, where he set up a Dragon Dictation, which doctors, I guess, use, where it basically listened to every Colts game. He set this a big speaker up, and it would pick up all of the audible calls that Payton would make, and they deciphered it and determined what was real. Well, they didn't. The Saints didn't. John did. And he would determine what everything was saying. This dictation, you know, dictated, and then they would study, you know, and then study the play of what happened to try to determine what was fake and what was real. And what they found was the word casino. When he said casino, that meant that he was – reading an all-out blitz, and so he was just going to throw hot immediately. He was reading a zero blitz, and they called casino. So what the Saints did was they took this knowledge in the Super Bowl, faked the look. Payton threw a pass where the Saints were sitting on it instead of faking a blitz. They sat on it, and Porter turned it into the touchdown that ended up being, you know, the touchdown for the Saints. And so this guy was also – Pollard also – was part of a group that created, they took Israeli missile systems, started what was called sport view cameras. So the sport view cameras have been used in basketball for years and years for player tracking. He wanted to get it in football. So what he did was installed it with Green Bay's permission, installed it across Lambeau Field. And I saw this. I'd never seen anything like it. It was incredible. Imagine next gen now. This was available in 2012. And so this could have really taken off, but what the league did was they eliminated it. They said you can't do this at all, ever, unless every team has access to it because there's an unfair advantage and the Bengals would not pay for it at all. And so it just got me to thinking the league is so big on unfair advantages. And when you think about what the Eagles have, which with a quarterback who can bench press 600, I just think they're eventually going to err on the side of, you know, we could just say stop it, but no one's even coming close to stopping it. And the league believes in parity, and they believe in eliminating unfair advantages. And I just think we're going to get to a point where I know Roger Goodell in the league doesn't make this decision. It comes to a vote. I think they're going to eliminate it. But isn't that okay to just have a – they're not eliminating quarterback sneaks. You can still take your 600-pound squatting quarterback and run forward as hard as you can. Right. Like, you can still do that, and you may be able to push offensive linemen, right? Where they can push other offensive linemen, or are they not going to be allowed to push at all?
You just can push the defensive player. You can't push your own guy from behind.
Okay, so you mentioned this, and I didn't know if you were right on this, and I'm studying it right now. How did it become legal to push in the NFL? And it used to not be legal, and I'm trying to find exactly if it just kind of, it just eventually got to where they didn't call it at all. Because I know you cannot pick up and move a player. You cannot pull a player. But the push, 17 years ago when they talk about Reggie Bush was one of the first times we saw it, certainly in college. I don't know when it became legal to push a player from behind. It's an unnatural act, but we see it all the time when running backs are down the field also.
Yeah, where you can drag them. That used to be – all that used to be illegal. All that used to be illegal, and I don't know. I don't know why they changed it, but it certainly is controversial right now. The other thing that they're looking
I would
at,
get – by the way, I would make changes. I don't think it should be legal the way it is right now. It's just too – it's kind of ruining the game a little bit.
The other thing that they're talking about changing right now is the seeding in the postseason. They want to keep the division winners as the top four seeds, but if a team with a better record than a division winner advances, then they would leapfrog the seed. It would be by record in the second round, as opposed to what seed is playing a better game. You understand?
So
what
they want to reward division winners in the first round.
In the first round,
but after that, record
but after
matters.
That, no, okay. But after that, no.
Oh, well, that runs contrary to what people would like to see.
It's no longer by like the fourth seed will automatically play the one seed. The fourth seed, you know, and the if you're the seventh, if you're the sixth seed or the seventh seed, and you win. Automatically, you go and play the one.
See, that runs contrary to all the any conspiracy theory stuff, because the idea is the league just wants the best teams in and the best and this, that, and the other. This actually runs contrary to that. They're saying, hey, whatever happens after the first round happens, and it's a true, it's a true.
Well, not really
bracket
not
style,
really.
Right? How
not
how
really.
So?
Actually, it's the exact opposite, because if the seven seed might be a better team, or a six seed might win and be a better team than the four seed. Which is the case a lot of times. You're a division winner.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you're 9-8. You're a division winner, you're 9-8. You automatically, the lower seed automatically has to go and play the number one seed. So the four seed benefits because it's not as good. It plays the two seed as opposed to playing the one seed. So actually the league is saying, you know, we do want the better teams to advance. So,
well, it depends. It actually depends, because now you're making an assumption. I'm going to go back and look, but you're making an assumption that every year the seven seed or the six seed is better than the four seed. I'm not.
Well,
it
no,
happens
I'm not
some.
Saying every year. I'm saying when it does happen.
Yeah, it happens some.
I'm not
so,
saying every year.
Yeah.
Or even the five seed. If the five seed wins, and a lot of times it's better than the four seed.
Well, it happened last year where the five seed was the Vikings. Now, of course, they did lose to the Rams, but they were four games better than the Rams, and they were four games better than the Bucks. As well as a three seed. So, and the Commanders were better than the Bucks as well. Also, the Green Bay Packers were better. So, in the case where one of those teams, I put it in quotes, upset someone in the first round, then if the Bucks won, the Bucks don't get another home game. They would have to go on the road to the team who had the better regular season record. Yeah.
Correct. They wouldn't be the three seed. They'd now be. What's your record?
I typically think the league, I think this league, I think the NFL typically, they're willing to try some stuff, obviously, with the kickoff rule. They still don't have it where they want it. They're still trying to get more kickoffs out of it. But the nature of kickoffs is that, you know, what made the kickoffs happen is if you didn't, the legs of kickers have gotten so strong that they can just bang the ball out of the end zone. So they're trying to legislate that. Okay. Well, they also want to take the head trauma and head injuries out, and it's totally understandable. I get that. But it has made it more difficult to get kick returns. I like the fact that they're trying to find a way to get kick returns. I almost think the only way to do it is back up the kickoff start, like back up where you kick off from. But the pinpoint kickoff, it's fine. It'll work. It'll just create, and it's going to create more scoring because you're going to get the ball at the 30 or 35-yard line. Makes it way easier. Now all you got to do is cross midfield and you're in field goal range. You know, well, we're at the 45. Well, a 62-yarder, we can do that. We can make a 62-yarder. You know, that's kind of one of the wild things that's changed about football drastically is how far the field goals are now. How they're willing. You know, analytics used to be don't play for field goals. Now it's like, hey, if you can kick a 50-plus-yard field goal at a 70% rate, then you might want to be more concerned. I talked to an analytics guy that said some teams they find are more conservative now because they feel like there's a better chance of scoring points from 53 to 56 yards than ever before. And so now they're like, let's just not ruin our out. Let's not get a sack. Let's not ruin anything. Let's make sure we get our three because we're not taking up additional time with additional plays and we'll get more plays in later. The way it was explained to me, which I thought it was pretty wild, but I think the league does a pretty good job, though, of trying to address certain things. And what I do like is when they think it doesn't work, they'll bail on it quick.
Well, maybe you should bring Roger Goodell some potato chips, okay? Because he's done such a good job there. Maybe you can walk him down the hall.
I can't afford it. He's cutting the owners keep cutting NFL media budget. I can't afford potato chips.
Bring Raji some potato chips.
He's
next.
Got potato chips there off Park Avenue.
Okay, all right.
He's all got right. lots of money for potato
walk
chips.
Walk down when you're at the NFL building, okay?
Is there anyone else you do this for? Like when you're do you do it for Colleen Wolf?
Oh, that's,
Chips?
No, he
or,
just
or something similar.
Hey, you up?
Well, when he's in L.A. and she's in L.A., she is at the same time.
No, because everyone's got the food. No, not really, because there's snacks in every room.
Ah,
they
got
snacks all over the place.
So it doesn't have the same effect if you just bring her something for free.
No,
from
but
one
I brought,
room to
yeah,
the
I brought, this was about 5 years ago, but I brought the makeup girls some, well, it's about 7 years ago.
Not
some
that,
treats from
not
a local bakery,
girl, right?
And that's when I found out, like, everyone there was vegan.
Not
and I'm
that,
like, well, you're not going to be able to eat
anything.
Wait a
minute.
It wasn't that
same,
makeup girl, right?
Yeah, the makeup girls that got all those guys on the set
no.
trouble?
No.
Not them.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think. It was just the room. And I said, hey, because
you
know,
I
wanted
that,
them to know that
well,
I was
you
the
were
nice
creeping
there.
With potato
Let's
chips.
Let's not say he should have been named in the Ike Taylor stuff, John.
I just brought a bag. I literally just brought a bag of some, or I brought a box of, here you go.
What's wrong with you?
I brought that there, and they go, thanks. And I go in there, and there's hardly any gone. Like, that looks really good. And this girl goes, oh, yeah, just a lot of the girls here are vegan, so don't let that offend
you. So I didn't
me. I'm
hear.
Like, oh, well, I wasted this
I
money.
Didn't hear you brought anything for Garofalo or Pellicero just for the makeup.
You're so,
no,
you're so
Pellicero's
proud of
a little bit. Tom can be a little, he can be a little cold.
Okay.
Although we get along a little better
we
now, Tom
something.
And I have
he ain't
an
bringing him no potato chips.
Not at all. Not
okay.
warm enough.
Nope.
All right, we got a break. Why don't you talk right now? Who's he talking about, Del? Let's
I don't. People who make more money than me, I don't bring them stuff.
Okay.
You don't get stuff from me.
How do you know Melissa ain't making more money than you?
Because I work two jobs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know what she does. You don't know how much money she.
I
makes.
I work two jobs. I'm
I don't
quite
think.
Certain.
I don't think her salary. Played a part in his decision
making.
It's
100% did. It's
not a chance.
People.
Oh, you don't think she could afford the chips? Is what you're saying?
Sorry, I have friends and I do nice things for friends.
You don't even have.
I brought John Granato an NFL Network shirt.
You don't even have your friend's
number.
He didn't
even say thanks for that anymore.
Your friend? You don't have her number.
Yeah, because I'm not a creep.
What?
You're the one who has a number, creep.
How does that make you a creep if you have someone's number? You know how communication works.
It would be.
If I said I had the number, you'd be a creep. I took a picture of somebody acting stupid, and a quote-unquote influencer, and because that's in my phone, you think I'm a creep.
Well, it is.
So how is it?
You
so
are kind of
please
you are,
be more
creepy.
Consistent, Del.
It's not the same thing if Melissa goes, here, have my number, when you are taking candid photos of someone you don't know in France.
Then
that's
don't
the
be stupid.
Thing.
Then don't act like one of those loser influencers.
This,
so I have to take a picture of you and show it to other people.
If
like,
this
look
woman
at this
did
dummy.
A radio show, would you bring her chips?
The only thing is, you think that it's something creepy because she was, you know.
Attractive?
Yeah.
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 Still loser influencer behavior.
So she was chip eligible, though. She would have got you, got
no,
a bag of chips from you.
No, I was with my wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Nicole, you might
talk
like about
go bring
Craig her some chips.
Are you going to bring Craig to surf
no,
any chips
bought,
or not?
I bought tamales for a guy yesterday at Michoacana. Well, I guess I was, he's in a wheelchair, no less. I went in and got him two tamales, but all of a sudden, am I a creep for giving a guy in a wheelchair tamales? No.
You can be a creep in certain situations and a creep in, and not a creep in others. That's allowed. Now talk about Craig DeSerf.
You're asking if I bring big girls chips.
I did not say that.
That's what you're trying to ask.
No, it's not.
Craig DeSerf knows what friendship looks like.
What's wrong with you?
Just say what you want to say.
That's
I know
not
that's
what I
want to
say. That wasn't what I wanted to
do
say.
Do big girls get chips too? Yeah.
That's not what I
said.
First of all, I wasn't thinking
you
that
think
at all.
You think there are all models in there that I brought the treats to for the makeup crew?
First off, wow, now you're taking shots at them now for some reason.
No, because I don't see models.
You're digging
I'm
a hole.
I'm not John who says spin around.
You're digging a hole. Just talk about Craig DeSerf.
Craig DeSerf understands true friendship.
I never said spin around.
You've already said, Your Honor, when you've been a fake judge, turn around, not guilty.
He's never said turn around. He always says, what do you look like? He never says turn around.
Oh, I've never said turn around.
Oh, that's Del doing your character. Where he,
no, but
when he roasts
smart,
your character, he has you say
smart,
turn around. In the script, you say turn around.
All right.
In
what's
the script, Del
Gulf
wrote.
Coast
Let
Chevy.
Me tell you about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, okay? This is a deal. Craig DeSerf is a true friend. Got the invitation for his kid's graduation. Plan on heading out there. I've known Craig for a long time. And one of the reasons that I speak for Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC and why I made that choice several years ago and I've never gone and left and spoken for anyone else is because I truly believe in the way that he does business. And I can tell you about, I mean, I've got a lot of 0.9% finance offers right now, which is actually kind of rare these days. You might want to take advantage of that. Way more 0.9% finance options than I've seen in a long time are available right now. But not only that, a ton of dealer cash back options for Chevy Silverado pickup trucks, the Turbo Max GMC Sierra pickup, the Buick Encore And the Buick Encore X has some outstanding dealer cash back offers and no payments for 90 days. So you can stop online and at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com and you can see it for yourself. I'm just telling you right now, Craig DeSurf says, we're going to do things the right way. It's always going to be about the customer. We want them to come back and buy their second, third, and fourth car from us. We want them to be happy. We want the car buying experience to be a happy one. And it is. I purchased five vehicles from them over the last 10 years, whether, well, lease or purchase. And it's always the best because you know you're going to get a great offer, great trade-in value, and the service and selection is second to none. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Make sure that you stop in and enjoy the experience and the difference with Gulf Coast.
ESPN
97.5.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.